You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Welcome to another episode of Two Peas on a Podcast, counting down movies, music, TV, and pop culture, one top five at a time. And now, here are the Two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
What's up, fam? Welcome to another episode of Two Peas.
I did the whole "What's up?" Remember that?
You did that last time.
Did I do it? Oh man! Yeah. Wow, I'm repetitive.
Well, that's okay.
I've run out of clever things to say.
It's a timeless joke.
I don't have anything to say.
It's so a timeless joke. Welcome back, Two Peas.
Hey,
and we're glad you're here. Gerald is here.
Andy is.
This is episode 87.
Poppy. I want you to call me Poppy for this whole episode.
Do I have to? I'm gonna forget.
Do I have to?
Because it's more fun to say Poppy es en la casa.
What's that mean, Dad?
Dad's in the house.
Daddy's in the house. You're getting creepy. That's supposed to be my role.
But anyway, it's good to be here with you today.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you, brother. And we're doing episode 87.
87.
Andy and Gerald together again, the Two Peas. And we are counting down. What are we counting down today?
This is exciting. We are doing the top five Halloween candies.
We are
on the precipice of fall, and that means Halloween is beginning to get in the air. I mean, stores, they've been selling stuff since July, June, May.
Me and my son just hit the Halloween store for the first time.
Dude, was he excited about this year? What's he excited about?
Oh, he's pumped, bro. I'm a bad influence on him. So,
you are a very bad influence.
So he wants to do something horror related. I'm like, bro, you're five.
Let's, I want
to
be this. Hey, this fat alcoholic here. What's telling me?
Can I be a fat guy that drinks too much? I want to be my father for Halloween. he wants to do like the Grim Reaper type thing. He saw this costume at the Halloween.
Dude, those are great costumes.
So he wants to do the Grim Reaper, so we'll probably let him do it.
He's
slowly killing me, so why not?
My daughters are into the Descendants. Descendants 3 just came out.
Oh, yeah.
On Disney.
I haven't seen that, but
so they want to be character from that, you know? And dude, they rack up like these Halloween stores. Like if you want to buy like a Eevee costume, it's $50.
Uh-huh.
$50. Okay. It's a costume.
I mean, Halloween. So let's talk a little bit about this because you take the kids trick or treat.
Yeah.
So how old are the kids for your
right
kids?
Now they're 10 and 8. Okay. So right now they're still in prime trick or treating age. The 10-year-old will eventually kind of phase out, but right now they're still in that kind of prime trick or treating age.
Okay. So when you take them out, do you guys do like a family costume or just the kids dressed up?
I try my damdest not to.
Really?
Last year we did. Last year we all, for some reason, they want to do Harry Potter thing. So I was Dumbledore. My wife was Sirius Black, which caused a lot of sexual confusion. my daughter Livy was Hermione Granger.
Okay.
My daughter Macy was one of the witch professors.
So nobody was Harry Potter.
My sister-in-law's family also did it.
Okay, I got you.
And he was Snape. And she was Ginny Weasley, and the son was Harry Potter.
I don't know what any of this means.
I ended up looking like, I just had like a brown capish suit and a beard. I looked like a monk. I looked like Moses.
You were Dumbledore.
I looked like Moses.
I don't know what any of this means. I never got into Harry Potter. I know who Harry Potter is. I know Hermione Granger.
You know they're witches, right?
No, I have no idea. I mean, they're wizards, right? Or wizards.
And witches.
Witches
and
wizards. Okay,
don't call a witch a wizard. Taboo.
We do family costume. We try to do family costume ever since my son, you know, was old enough to walk, really. So last year we did, he was a vampire and we were the
victims. Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah, man.
And then what did we do the year before?
Mario?
Oh, the year before that we did Mario.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers. So it was like Luigi, Mario, and Yoshi. And then the year before that we did Disney characters. So it was like Minnie Mouse. He was Mickey Mouse. I was Goofy, naturally. And my daughter was here. She was Donald Duck.
Oh, that's Daisy Duck. This is a yearly thing. You do it every year.
We do it every year.
Yeah.
This year, we were talking about doing Incredibles because, you know, I have my new baby, so he could be baby Jack-Jack.
Oh, Jack-Jack.
But my son wants to do this horror thing, so I'm like, well, if you're the Grim Reaper, bro, I mean, what are we? Just all corpses? Like, you know.
Death.
I don't know. So we'll figure it out. But so when you take them trick-or-treating, they get all this candy and they score all this candy.
Yes.
What are you and Becky doing there? Are you pounding those after midnight?
Well, here's the thing. Like, All month long, we're buying bags of candy thinking we're going to save these for Halloween. And also, all month long, we're eating the candy we buy.
Yeah, of course.
And we want to be that good house. We want to be that house that all the kids love. Like, we want to buy the good candy. But it's interesting. I was thinking about this earlier. You know, when I was young, it was all about candy and trick-or-treating, candy and trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You get a little older, you kind of stop eating candy. Well, you never did, but I stopped. And then you have children, and all of a sudden, it's about candy again. Because now they're bringing in bags and bags of loot. And you're just like, give me this, give me that, give me that.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So now I eat their candy.
We do the same thing, man. I'm fat, you know. So yeah, I sit
you're
around.
Beautiful.
I can't
big
buy candy too. Or we used to. You get the deals, you know. So if you go like in September,
you go ahead. Like, no, I'm about these
buy
four
three,
bags.
Get three
I'm
free or some shit, you know.
Leave them alone. I'm
yeah,
not
and
touch
it's
them.
Like you got 20 I'm pounds of candy. Them. Okay. And Halloween night rolls around, you got a pound left, you know. It's like you give out candy. For yes. Do you prefer to trick-or-treat yourself, or do you prefer to hand out the candy to see the trick-or-treat?
I can't wait until the day where my kids are old enough that I can sit on the porch.
Yeah.
Because right now, we have a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids in our neighborhood, a lot of adults in our neighborhood who are down with Halloween. We have like one person on the corner does a haunted trail every year. We have one guy who carves these pumpkins out and lights them on fire, like these flaming
really?
Pumpkin snowmen.
Really?
So we walk around with them. I don't know. They're 10 and 8. I don't know when Becky, I mean, let's face it, she's the boss. I don't know when she's going to be like,
of course.
Okay, Andy, you can stay. But I can't wait till the day I can sit on the porch all night handing out candy. Andy, you know,
yeah,
smoke a little meth.
All right, fire it up. Scare children.
No, but why not? But I would rather sit on the porch. I mean, let's face it, I want to sit on the porch.
I like handing out candy to trick-or-treaters too, yeah. And it's tough because your kids get, you want to take your kids trick-or-treating.
And you miss it.
So what happens, my sister-in-law comes over, okay. And she comes in costume usually.
Ooh.
And she'll hand out candy to the kids for like an hour while we go around the neighborhood, and then we come back and we pick up where she left off. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's exciting. Y'all work together. Yeah. Work.
All right, so we're going to count down our top five Halloween candies today. Okay. I'm excited.
I'm pretty
It's
going
to be a short episode. I don't obviously can't enter clips on this one because what am I going to do? You unwrapping candy? I mean, here's a clip of Andy unwrapping.
I could do like the
all right.
So we'll keep it noise.
Yeah, we'll keep it. We didn't bring the candy to eat or anything.
Keep it light.
Nobody wants to hear people chew on an episode.
Hold on, hold on. Keep it light.
So we're going to do our top five Halloween candies. So these are now, are these candies that you prefer to hand out or candies that you yourself prefer to eat?
Both. Okay. Both and.
Okay. All right.
Now,
so you don't hand out anything if you don't eat it.
There are a couple candies on the list that are almost always in our house for some reason. My wife loves chocolate and candy. Like, if I do anything that upsets her, if I come home with a bag of candy, it's not only forgiveness. It's like, what'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you slept with my sister? What? This you got candy here.
Right, right.
But I'd say at least two of these on my list are the candies we give out every year.
Okay.
But that's like almost always in the house.
I mean,
but
we do
I did
too.
My five favorite candies to have to eat.
Yeah.
Also a little nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like I think probably two of these I haven't eaten in like 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't eaten in a while.
There's one of these on here that I rarely have anymore, but as a kid, I used to just freaking love getting them.
I have one on my
rest of them.
I don't remember. I haven't eaten this in a long time.
The rest of them, I'll pound them whenever I find them. You know what I mean?
Pound them.
All right. So who wants to go first for Halloween candies?
I like how you said pound them. I'll go first. Let me go first.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And here we go.
All right, top five Halloween candies. Andy, okay. You're up, man.
Number five, I'm going with classic Blow Pop. The Blow Pop when I was young was so cool
because
it was a great lollipop. I mean, it was big. It was huge. Like when you were young, this thing filled your entire mouth. You couldn't really get around
right,
it.
Right.
So you'd suck on the lollipop for probably like an hour. They say, you know, it takes three bites to get to the center of a pop. No, it doesn't. You'd suck on it for like an hour and then you'd get to this gum and the outside of the gum would start to mix with the candy and eventually you'd take the gum off. You could only really chew the gum for about 5 minutes before it got bad.
Its flavor,
but
right.
It just, I never liked Tootsie Pops with a Tootsie Roll inside.
I did.
Don't stick the Tootsie Pop inside.
I loved them all.
But for some reason, this Blow Pop, the flavor of the gum at first was really kind of cool and the texture was cool.
Yeah.
And so I think as far as a pop is concerned, a lollipop is concerned, Blow Pops,
that's
watermelon Blow Pops.
That's a good one.
Or sour apple Blow Pops was my jam. And they were big.
Sour
they were huge.
Apple.
Sour apple was my jam.
The Blow Pops are awesome, man. I might alternate other ones into my list in here, but Blow Pops were on my initial list.
Yeah, Blow Pops.
But I don't want to have all five crossovers. I'm going to see what you do over there.
Blow Pops was my jam, homie.
That's good. That's one of the ones I was talking about that I just don't have anymore. Do you have?
I haven't had a blow. Dude,
I haven't had a blow pop in forever.
39,000 years old.
I haven't had a blow anything in forever. But I definitely,
I'm married with two children. I definitely haven't had a blow pop in a minute.
So yeah, but that's a good one. I used to love grape.
Grape was good. Yeah,
grape's a good one.
I mean, I love a sucker. When's the last time I had a sucker? Like, even the ones at the like the doctor's office, you get a shot.
Yeah, the bank or whatever.
They throw needles in you. And
they still get them out of the bank.
I think it's gonna be no.
I'm showing my age, right? They don't do that anymore.
No lollipop.
Here's a sucker for making a deposit. Here you go. Hey, I feel like they used to do that.
What
though,
if I come in, I deposit like $500? I deserve a lollipop
or something.
Next time you go to the bank, you should ask for a lollipop.
Where's your lollipop?
Do you guys have lollipops?
Yeah, I haven't been to the bank in 40 years. Do you have a lollipop?
Do you guys have lollipops?
You guys don't do that anymore? Wow, somebody tweeted us. Do they still do that? I feel like banks still give out lollipops. Yes. I don't know. Maybe if you brought your kid in, you get one. I don't know. That's how I use my children to get candy when I go places.
Exactly.
All right, so that was your...
You want a lollipop? Ask for dad.
All right, so that was your number five Halloween candy was a blow pop. That's a good one. I'm going to see. I will see. So my number five is... This is another one that, honestly, I only have at Halloween time.
Okay.
It's pretty common. I mean, you can, you know, go to the gas station or convenience store and you can get it.
Okay.
But I don't know why, but like if I buy candy throughout the year, this is a Halloween candy to me. I don't know why.
I'm intrigued.
Though it's not Halloween specific.
I'm intrigued.
But my number five is Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth candy bars.
Baby Ruth. What is a Baby Ruth?
Baby Ruth is literally a bar of caramel and chocolate.
Yeah.
Like almost like it was melted together with nougat.
And
peanuts.
Nougat. Like a Snickers. It sounds like a Snickers.
It's like if you found a Snickers melted on the side of the road, but it had gotten thrown in the freezer to be hardened. You know what I mean? And then you eat it.
I got an idea.
So Baby Ruth is very... It's not like quote unquote fun to eat because it's like a hard chew. You know what I mean? I just think of it as a Halloween candy.
Like a Tootsie roll.
It hurts to eat it. Yeah, you really got to work for it. Man. You know what I mean? But it has a great flavor and it's always available at Halloween time.
Got a great name, Baby Ruth.
The little miniatures.
Yeah.
Baby Ruth, obviously, named after Babe Ruth.
Do you think he liked those? Did he invent? Maybe he was the guy who found the old Snickers and put it in the freezer.
He found it on the baseball field. He's like, I'm going to patent this. This is a disgusting pile of chocolate.
Baby Ruth.
You have Baby Ruth?
I don't think I've ever had them before.
You never had them before?
I mean, eventually.
It's a candy bar. It's really tough to chew, but it's literally chocolate caramel melted together or whatever, and it's got nougat and nuts in there.
Sounds delicious.
And you just chew it up and for 10 minutes per miniature. And you're like, this is delicious. Wow.
I do have an affinity. It's on my list. I have an affinity for miniatures.
Okay.
Like one of my favorite things about Halloween, I guess it's all year round.
Thankfully, my wife does as well. See what I did there?
But you know, you get the little, like all Hershey's makes a whole pack of little miniature candies. I love those because you just pop them.
Yeah. I agree. Which is not safe to do. But anyway, so Baby Ruth, I'm going to name as my number five.
That's good.
There we go. I just only eat it in October. I don't know why.
Well, that makes it a Halloween thing.
I guess. All right, so what's your number four, man?
Two of mine are specifically things I only eat at Halloween, but number four is something that my wife loves. It's a Kit Kat. Yeah, love a Kit Kat. Here's what I like about holidays. I like when holidays take something completely normal and don't do anything to change it at all, but change the packaging. So now this is a Halloween Kit Kat, or maybe it's an orange Kit Kat.
Right.
But I like it when I like Halloween advertisements. Right. I like Halloween bags of candy. I like when you buy a Kit Kat, the little ones. I like the little ones.
Yeah.
And you throw and they have like little spiders on them or little bats on them.
Yeah, and they change
so
the packaging.
So I like Halloween advertising. So my number four, I mean, Kit Kat, one of my favorite. We eat them all year round. And my wife does anyway, but...
It's a wafer.
I like a wafer.
What the hell is a wafer?
It's crunchy and it's easy to eat.
Do you know what a wafer is, though?
It's
like a cracker. What the hell is a wafer?
It's not a wafer. It's a cracker. It's a cracker.
Wait a minute.
It's a wafer.
What?
It's a wafer.
It is a cracker?
No, it's a wafer. It's a thing.
I like Kit Kats. It's on my initial list, but I don't.
Number four is Kit Kat.
It's in my top five, but it's good.
Specifically, the mini Kit Kats.
My wife loves Kit Kats.
With the Halloween advertising.
That's true.
I think one year I even got an orange one.
Have you had the white chocolate ones?
Oh, yeah.
Came out with a couple years ago.
Those have ghosts on them. I like when they have like the white ones were ghosts. And the pumpkins, I love Halloween advertising.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so my Kit number
Kats.
Four, I'm gonna
fun name too.
Kit Kat. I'm gonna go with one of the ones that I'll literally just pop year round. If I find one, I'm gonna eat it.
Pop it.
My number four is Twix.
Twix
candy bars.
You like caramel, don't you?
I do.
It's crunchy with
you know
caramel.
Twix makes a peanut butter version as well. Do you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah, so they do two really at Halloween time. Well, I'm assuming maybe they do them year round, but they have one where there's Twix like with peanut butter in it, and then they have the regular Twix which has caramel in it.
Really?
The peanut butter you might only be able to get at Halloween, but I like them both.
That's crazy.
But the miniatures, that man, you literally just
Twix.
Just popping them, bro.
Boom.
Like,
boom.
You don't even have to bite it. Honestly, you don't have to chew them. I just swallow them.
like
T-Rex. They're so little. I mean, these are literally miniatures. They're like this big, you know?
Ooh, I like
You like Twix? You into Twix?
I like Twix.
I like the advertising they did recently, too. Did you
caramel's
see the one?
Too much work. I'm not a big fan of caramel. It's too much work. Oh, I do like Twix.
What Twix is caramel?
Is that give me a break? Break me off a piece. That's Kit Kat. Sorry.
That's not Twix.
What's Twix? Twix was the good.
Yeah, and they had the advertising where they had the two factories that were rivals or whatever, but they were making the same thing. One was left Twix and one was right Twix.
You remember that? That was wonderful.
Because if you buy the Twix at the store, you get two in the thing or whatever, like two skinny bars in the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Twix. So, Twix. I love Twix. I guess it's not a popular one, right?
I think Twix has fallen to the wayside.
Has it?
Yes. Is Snickers still around?
Snickers is too played out for me. It's on my initial list, but I mean,
No. If you want to talk about Snickers,
I'd rather work for it with a baby wrist.
Ice cream Snickers. You've had ice cream Snickers?
Oh, I have. They're good, yeah. You talking about the bars or the ice cream itself?
No, the bars.
Well, they have ice cream with Snickers in it as well.
So I feel like Snickers is almost better when they do other things with it. Like, I could just chop this up.
I don't want just the Snickers. I do like their advertising, though. Hungry?
Yeah,
you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Exactly. Why? Wait. Like the guy who's Elton John.
Yeah, there's a good one. Then Betty White. You know, there's a good one. All right, so that's my number four Twix, man. What do you got for your number three?
My number three. I haven't eaten one of these in probably 20 years. But when I was young, and this came out at Halloween, I can only think of it coming out at Halloween. It was my jam. And for some reason, it was a little harder to find. Okay, do you know the candy corn?
Uh-huh.
No, this is not candy corn.
What?
This is candy corn pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
They're the little pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They have the same kind of candy corn, like that really sweet flavor.
Yeah, they're made by like Brock's or something
like that.
Yes, but can you give them out at Halloween?
No, you can't get them out at Halloween, but you get them in buckets of Halloween. Like you get them in bags.
You can definitely buy them, yeah.
You're
buying those and you're eating them.
Yeah. You can only buy them. Not anymore. I haven't eaten one in years. I feel like we used to get them in little bags at Halloween.
They kind of taste like shit, bro.
They're wonderful.
You just like the nostalgia of the pumpkins or whatever.
I liked it because they taste wonderful. It's so sweet.
They don't taste good. They taste like eating a wax candle.
It's almost painfully sweet.
It's like you're eating a candle. Bro.
It's painfully sweet. Do you like candy corn?
Not really. I mean, not really.
So you don't agree with me.
I mean, they're okay. I mean, I'll eat them, but I'm not going to purposely buy a bunch of candy.
I thought candy corn was delicious, but when those pumpkins came around, they were just so like, you could eat one, but you had to like sit down for 10 minutes.
You're like, wow, I think I'm having a coma.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so sweet.
All right, well.
You gotta respect my number three.
There's your number three there. Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's see. What are we up to? My number three? All right, so my number three. I'm going to go ahead and name it. I don't know if you're going to, but you've already named Blow Pop, so I'm going to recycle this one in a little bit, which would have been initially been my number six, but Starburst is my number three.
Starburst!
I'm going to get fruit some representation here on the list.
I'm not a big fan of fruit snacks, fruity kind of things. Okay. My daughters love Starburst. Right. They love them. Also hard to eat. Why are you trying to work to eat the food?
It is tough, right? So it's like, I tell you what I do hate, which I'm assuming, based on what you just told me, won't be on your list, but Laffy Taffy, I can't do it. No.
My wife likes Laffy Taffy.
Really? Yeah. I'll start eating those on Halloween night. It'll be like November 4th.
They call it Laffy Taffy because it was originally a joke. But this,
we're going to try to sell this leftover gum that didn't work out.
It's all the gum you find on the New York subway put together.
Yeah, it's
color.
Not gum, but you have Laffy to chew Taffy. It for just as
but
long.
But Starburst, you like Starburst, huh? Those are good.
I like the red ones, man.
Ooh.
The red ones and the pink ones.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of all that kind of sweet like candy, I think Jolly Ranchers were my favorite. Of just like you gotta suck on it, man.
You like sucking on things for a long periods of time. Yeah, Blow Pops on here and everything.
Oh, but Starburst, right, well, Starburst are good.
I'll do it. All right, that's my number three, right?
Starburst,
a little fruit representation.
Just fruit. I don't have any. Do I have any fruit? No, I don't have any fruit.
I got no one coming up, man.
I like chocolate.
So what's your? What are we up to?
Now,
number two.
Number two is also something I only see. I haven't seen a bar of this like in the store, like at the candy aisle. Haven't seen a bar of this. Ever. I think maybe I saw one once. It's just, but for some reason, when Hershey's comes up with the little ones, they're there. Crackle. Not crunch bars.
What?
Crackle bars.
Oh, wait a minute.
Crackle.
Crackle.
They're called.
What the hell
check
is
out,
this?
Check out.
You can get it at Halloween?
Check out. You get a bag of the Hershey's miniatures.
In the miniature mix or whatever.
It comes with Hershey's. It comes with Hershey's Dark. It comes with Mr. Good Bar.
No, I got it.
And it comes with Crackle. You used to
Crackle.
Have you ever had a Crunch Bar?
Yeah, sure.
When I was young, I used to love Crunch Bars.
Sure.
Now Crackles are Crunch Bars on crack.
Because
they're like thicker with more crackle.
Wow.
With a lot more rice, I guess. Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies, yeah.
But it's just so good. They're thicker. Crunch Bars are very thin. So when I was young, you could get a bar, like a Crackle Bar. And it was thick and crunchy. It's like one of my...
So they don't even sell their normal size anymore.
Besides my number one, who has the market cornered on everything sweet, Crackle Bars, you can only get them in the little packs, and we only have them at Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I find them, I just pop, toss them. All
interesting. So crackle. What about whatchamacallits? Did you ever have those? Now, those are similar, right?
Those are, yeah. My favorite candy bar is probably a whatchamacallit.
Those are awesome. Similar, right?
No, there's more going on. There's so much more than whatchamacallit. There's like 50 ingredients.
I do like those. And what a just a genius name.
Whatchamacallit.
And those are good. You know, my grandma hands out full candy bars at Halloween.
She's that lady.
In Charlotte. Yeah, she gives out full. She buys like 50.
See, I guess because whatchamacallits have never, ever, ever come in anything other than the full bar.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it as a Halloween candy because I've never given it out or received a whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Well.
Dude, if I found a lady on the block who was handing out whatchamacallits, man, I'd go in different costumes.
You'd be hitting that spot up. Yeah. You know, yeah. Absolutely. Sending all your cousins up there.
Yeah, exactly.
You go give me a whatchamacallit. All right, what are we up to? Number two?
You're number two.
All right, my number two is a classic, brother. Classic. I battled with which one of these to make number one, but I went with this as the runner up. It is coincidentally my wife's favorite candy. In fact, really the only candy she likes, to be honest.
Interesting. This is she very interesting.
Eats these like their bread.
Like
their
candy.
I don't know. She's,
she eats them like their candy.
She eats them like their candy. So my number two is Reese's Cups.
Ooh, nice.
Reese's Cups. Reese's nice. Peanut butter cups.
Ooh.
That's not peanut butter in there though, right?
No, that's
some sugar.
I've colored to look like peanut butter. I've spent a lot of my time eating peanut butter over the years, and yeah, that's not peanut butter.
It's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever asshole in the 50s said, let's put chocolate and peanut butter together. Is a genius. Genius. Am I right?
Genius.
Like, who did that?
Genius.
We need to find that guy. Maybe it was somebody named Reese.
Genius.
Maybe it was somebody named Reese. Yeah, man. We had a little miniature pincher. My sister and I got a little min pin.
Is that a dog?
Yeah, a little dog. A long time ago, like 30 years
ago. So like a Dachshund and a Doberman Pinscher breed.
No, it's a Doberman Pinscher. Well, I guess so.
And
yeah.
Then they make a
Pinscher. It's a Doberman Pinscher, but it's called a miniature Pinscher.
How do they make a miniature Pinscher?
I don't know. How do they do that? You should be able to tell me. You're the spiritual guy. I don't know what's happening.
What does spirituality have to do with breeding dogs? Because
making creation and stuff. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, I guess if I was more of a conservative Christian,
let me tell you the story.
I could say, well, how did the Pinschers come? Well, God made it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Someone prayed and God made it.
Came down from heaven.
Like, I love this dog, but I want a little one.
Can you make that happen? You pray at night and then next thing you know,
got a little dog.
New breed. Wow, God listened to me. All right, so listen. We got off on a tangent there. But we had a Min Pin. And we named it Reese. And it was after Reese's Cups because it was like brown and chocolate.
So you know. Really like chocolate.
Yeah, Reese's Cups, man.
My dream is to have a dog, a wiener dog, a Dachshund, named Oscar. Like Oscar Mayer.
I get where you're going.
That's my dream.
Oscar Mayer. Would his middle name be Mayer? Oscar Mayer or Ross?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, do it. It definitely matters.
Oscar Mayer.
Because if it's just Oscar, then people are like I thought it was named after the Oscars for a second. Yeah, I'm like, you're not even a movie guy.
But then it's, I like it because it's more mysterious. So it's not as obvious as Oscar.
Okay. Well, I'll take it. Dog. All right. So you're up.
My number one.
This is my number one.
I'm taking Gerald's number two and I'm going up a notch. My number one candy is everything that Reese's as a company has ever made. Reese's peanut butter cups, Reese's pieces, Reese's fast break.
Dude, what about the cups with the pieces in
them? I don't care.
Have you had that yet?
Yes, though? I don't care. Whatever they make, especially.
You like the little ones?
You know, especially. It used to be Halloween, but at Easter, Halloween, and Christmas, they come up with the trees, the pumpkins, or the rabbits. They're like a Reese's cup, but expanded more of everything. It's just,
By the way, while we're talking about it, none of those look like what they are. No. Have you noticed? Like, you'll get a Reese's tree and you open it, you'll be like, what the hell is it? Why do I have an oval? Like,
exactly. What is this? I don't care. It's delicious.
It's the wrong holiday. No,
it's
I know, but
marketing.
It's called marketing. It never looks like what it's supposed to be.
How are we going
to
sell this at Halloween? I'll make it look like a pumpkin. Like, what's a pumpkin? It's like an oval.
This isn't a rabbit.
Make it look like a tree. What's a tree? It's like a triangle. Make it a little triangle.
This isn't a rabbit at Easter.
Yes, Easter is the eggs. The eggs is
giraffe.
Eggs is just like the pumpkins with someone bit off the top.
Yeah.
But dude, that's my number one. Everything that Reese's does. I don't care what Reese's does.
Obviously, I agree with it.
My favorite is Reese's Pieces. For some reason, Reese's Pieces, I mainly get at Easter because they have the little carrots.
E.T., man.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
E.T. phone home.
If you give me a box of Reese's Pieces, you know I will eat every one without breathing.
Tell me what you you might die. Tell me what you think about this. So my wife, I told you, Reese's Cups is her favorite.
Yeah, Reese's are
really her number one and only candy, right? But shouldn't like Reese's Pieces. Isn't that weird?
I'm leaving. Bye.
That's strange, though, right?
Reese's Pieces are delicious.
I'm like, you love Reese's. What the hell's wrong with you?
Check it out. Boom. Do you like M&M peanut butter? M&M peanut butters?
Well, what do you think? Do you think I'm going to be talking about them in a second? Actually, I'm not. Go ahead.
Okay. No, but I'm saying, like, it's almost like they tried to be Reese's, but they're not.
They did. No, they did.
But they're not.
And, you know, I heard that Spielberg wanted M&M's to be an E.T., and M&M's was like, nah, we're not going to do that. And then Reese's Pieces, like, they basically made a candy for him to use. Reese's
Hold
Pieces.
On.
And then,
so E.T. did not only use Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces was made for E.T.
Yes.
I love them even more.
Yes. It's like, we'll make a candy for, I don't know, is it Nabisco? Or I don't know what the company
is.
I don't know what the main company Ding. Is.
Yes, Nabisco.
But the main company that owns M&M's, I guess Mars maybe,
yeah.
was like, no, you can't use our candy.
Why
and then
not?
They started looking.
Sorry, Steven Spielberg. You're making, yeah. a, you're
well,
making
he wasn't
a timeless
really,
classic.
Well, he wasn't really a big
well,
name yet.
It can't be a timeless yeah. classic until you make it.
He wasn't really a big name yet.
Yeah.
But so he started, they started, the filmmakers started going around to other candy companies are like, we want a candy that's similar to M&M's that we can use in our movie.
And
they
well,
basically,
we, got, this,
we got Reese's Pieces been playing with. You want to use
well,
those?
Well, just, okay, take that peanut butter cup so, and crunch it up and we'll make
there
it.
There you go. So Reese's Pieces for E.T.
I had no, because I knew, of course, everyone knows Reese's Pieces are in E.T. Like actually every yeah. old person like you.
I want to say they like came out that same year or.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
I don't know, but they somehow they got married together.
I love Reese's Pieces.
But anyway.
That's my jam.
Good pick. Okay. But Reese's, anything Reese's is your number
one. My number one's anything
so
Reese's.
So it's not necessarily anything. Reese's Pieces. It's
like,
just whatever.
At Halloween, if something has a, like the Reese's label on it, I'll just grab a bag of it without even thinking.
Yeah,
like, I don't care what it is. Well, no, that's the Reese's Fast Break. I don't care. No, that's yeah, the that's the cups with
the. Is there a Reese's menorah for Hanukkah? I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Give it to me.
I'll take it.
All right.
That's an upside down Reese's cross for the Satanic Church.
Wow. Hey, who knows? They probably sell a lot of them.
I'll take it.
Especially in today's America. Yes. All right. So look, my number one is more fruit, brother.
Oh man,
Skittles.
Skittles.
My number one Halloween candy.
Skittles.
My number one candy, period.
They're
I
good.
Love Taste the Rainbow, brother.
Dude, all right.
My number one Halloween candy is Skittles.
That sounds like a commercial with a surfer in it. Taste the Rainbow, brother.
Yeah. You're tasting the rainbow. All right. You're doing your thing over there. Now, look, this is why I like Skittles is because what we were talking about earlier with Blow Pops and Starbursts, like they're hard to eat. You know what I mean? Skittles, you literally just pop them in there, you chew them up, they're good.
Yeah.
So it's like a fruity M&M, yeah. kind of.
It is. Right? That's exactly what it is.
And the flavor combinations oh. are great.
Red.
Like, it doesn't matter if you...
purple.
But what I mean is if you get a bag of Skittles, obviously there's like five or six different flavors in there. You just... It doesn't matter. Like they all go well together. You eat a lemon lime together.
You don't
pop
eat them
a
one
grape
at a
orange.
You don't eat them one at a time.
Well, I had before.
I ate them one at a time when I was young.
Oh, I had before, but I'll just pour the bag in my mouth, bro. It tastes delicious. It's like getting one of those suicides at the soda machine.
Check it out,
where you hit
out.
All the different flavors.
When I was in like third grade and we were doing the EOGs, the end of grade testing, as a treat, our teacher would come around with a bowl of Skittles and you would get one of them.
Yeah.
She'd give you one Skittle.
Yeah.
Like you get one Skittle as a little treat every like, I guess every half an hour or so, give you a little sugar, a little energy.
Sure.
What I would do, what the smart kids would do is you keep them. You keep them on your desk.
Yeah.
And you wait till you have like 10 of them and then you just pop them on.
Got it.
All the same color though. All red.
All reds. All well, red. Red's my favorite.
Red's my jam.
Red and for Skittles is red and purple. Grape. Red, oh. Which I assumed grape.
And then there's yellow that tastes like lemon.
I love it. I love green. All of them. But they all go Skittles. Well together. You put a purple with the yellow, you're
I like
fine.
The commercials as well. Like when you eat the Skittles and then the big tidal wave comes and
Yeah, dude. Yeah, taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Let's do it. All right, run through. Do you know your five?
Oh, I probably do.
You gotta recap it.
I have to recap it. Number five, Blow Pops. Number four, Kit Kats. Number three, those weird little pumpkins that taste like
I don't even
candy
know what
corn. Number two, Crackle. And number one, I don't care anything that Reese's makes.
There it is.
I love it.
So my top five, I did alternate out a little bit, but I had Baby Ruth at five. I had Starburst at four. Twix at three. Reese's Cups at two. And Skittles was my number one.
So your top, Skittles, if you eat a lot of them, they're hard to eat. So a lot of yours are very difficult to eat. You like to work for your candy.
Yeah. Why
it's because, I think it's because you don't exercise.
That is my exercise.
So you feel like, why do you like Baby Ruth? Because I'm exercising while I'm eating.
Yeah. What'd you do today? I ate two Baby Ruths. It was excruciating. I'm out of breath.
I'm working out.
I'm out of breath.
It's like eating a sandwich on the treadmill.
So that's our top five Halloween candies. Do you want to give some honorable mentions real quick that you didn't make your top five?
Oh my goodness.
What are some honorable. Other candies that you're into
what
or that
I
you
like?
Give out at Halloween?
Now, as
I got a few.
As a parent, I do like when they give like fruit snacks and I do like when they give Halloween fruit snacks with like Halloween color. I like when they give out pretzels. So I want to give a shout what? Out. I want to give a shout out to those people
Why
who
Why would
actually,
you like that?
Because that's cool.
Horrible.
Because pretzels are delicious.
No kid is going to the door to get an apple.
So those were good. Crunch bars, the Crackle alternative, it was delicious.
Now look, you're a spiritual guy, right? What about the people at the Halloween
that payday,
give out the
love
little,
a payday.
What about the people that give out the little spiritual messages?
Oh, I get that a lot.
They drop that yes. in the Halloween bag.
Yeah, I get it a lot. Yes. No, I'm not down with that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, don't do that.
I mean, I understand. You want to spread you want to yes. spread your
just
message.
Just turn your porch light off, though.
You want to spread your message. It's cool.
Nobody yeah. wants to come. I mean, no kid, at least.
Well, I mean, it's ground into the idea of evangelism. Evangelicalism. Is yeah. You take every opportunity to spread the word of God.
All right.
You
the know, rest of my list, my honorable mentions would have been Blow Pops.
Blow Pops.
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger. I never liked Butterfinger.
Another one that's hard to eat.
Too hard to eat because, like, you
get it in your teeth.
You end up just grinding the chocolate off.
It's in your teeth for like 2 days.
What is that?
It's in your teeth for like 2 days.
They had Bart Simpson. I like it though. They had Bart Simpson on board.
I like it though. Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls. Another one that's hard to eat.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Another one that's hard to eat.
Tootsie Rolls. Very hard.
You're
to eat.
Right.
Rolos. Remember Rolos?
Oh, I love Rolos.
Rolos are my jam.
You don't like caramel though, but they're caramel. They're good.
If you're going to eat caramel, Rolos is where it's at.
And then my number 10 would have been Snickers.
Snickers.
I just felt like that's a classic.
Yeah, or Snickers.
I love it's a classic.
As far as candy bars are concerned, Snickers is probably the classic candy bar.
So that's our October episode, Halloween candies.
That's crazy.
I know it was a short one, but we had a couple people that wanted to hear what our favorite Halloween candies was, which was weird. I guess they know I'm an aficionado for stuff.
They look at a picture of you and
they're
like, yeah, I want to know what your favorite candy is.
This guy probably knows
what candy. You probably eat some candy.
This guy knows what candy to get. Check out all our information. We didn't get any feedback for this one because we threw it together.
Okay.
So
we threw it together.
No suggestion box. Do you want to open it anyway and see if there's nothing in there? Anything in there? Nope. Yeah. Nothing for this one. So the suggestion box will return for the next episode. So this is episode 87 for 2Ps. Find out all your information in the show notes. And happy Halloween to everyone.
Happy.
Do you want to give a final thought for the candy episode?
A final thought?
Yeah, you got a minute or so.
You know what? In our life, there's so many things that are going on at the time. You know, we work. You know, we have family issues. There's a lot that's going on. Halloween is one of those times. Of course, there's all these kind of wonderful religious and spiritual ideas surrounding it. The harvest, you know, All Saints Day, All Hallows, and all whatnot, but it's just a good time to, you know, to dress up, to embrace what it means to be a kid again, to go around, and I mean, it brings the community together. So anything like that, I think, is joyous. So
I agree.
So have a good time on Halloween. Don't eat too much candy, but eat a lot. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy
if you want to save yourself from eating too much candy, just grab one Baby Ruth. It'll take you 2 hours.
Exactly.
You won't be able to eat anything.
Here, son, eat the Baby Ruth.
Look, I'm a Halloween guy. You know that. Next time you come over, the decorations will probably be up. I'm ready. I'm ready to roll.
When do you put your decorations up? What day?
I'd like to do it. By the way, we're recording this in late August. I would like to do it now. To be honest, my wife's like, you can't do it.
We do it October 1st.
It's not even Labor Day yet.
October 1st.
So yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it at the end of September.
We wait till October 1st.
My wife lets me get into it like last week of September. So we'll be figuring out.
Because I love it so much, I need it to be designated to 1 month.
Yeah.
Because I want.
Well, that's what's good about Christmas too, though. Because when you decorate for Christmas, you can leave it up into January. You can do it like after Thanksgiving. So it's almost like a month and a half that you can really enjoy the festive. So I love Halloween. So I'm glad we were able to chat our Halloween candies today. Maybe next time I'll bring some of these candies over. I'll find you some of those pumpkins that you haven't had in 20 years.
Man,
and we'll pound.
I'll probably eat one and be like, "Oh my god!"
You'll have one, and I'll have to take you to the hospital.
Terrible.
All right. So that's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, Andy. I love you, brother.
Hey, I love you, brother.
Happy Halloween.
Homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on. And popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.